The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.
527, a little extra music. Farmer working on the printer over there because that's what he does. He fixes things. The radio station at the farm, on vacation in Mexico. Paul fixes things. Lila McCann, her birthday today. She turns 42 and haven't heard anything from her in forever. She came out with Down Came a Blackbird when she was 16. So my source for so many of these things is Wikipedia. She married her boyfriend in 2005, and her boyfriend worked for Broken Bow Records, but they never did get an album put out. She had a couple of kids with him, was working as a photographer in Nashville. End of 2016, started working on a new album called Paint This Town. Put it out, it didn't do anything. Then June 17th, 2019, Lila McCann posted on her official Instagram and Facebook pages that she has happily remarried a woman and is openly gay.
That's Lila McCann?
Lila McCann. Very active in the LGBTQ community down there. I remember when she came out, 1997, with Down Came a Blackbird. Here's a young gal, couple of great songs, got some real potential, could be around for a long time. But country radio is always looking for the latest, greatest, newest thing. That's why we don't play Garth Brooks later in the day. That's why we don't play George Strait later in the day, because we're looking for the next Parker McCollum. Not my radio station. They can do whatever they want to do. Article in the paper, city and county consider measures to curb gang and gun violence. It's not gun violence. It's gang violence. And these guys would be doing this if sharp sticks were all that were available. City's talking about building a temporary lockup that would hold people arrested for misdemeanor offenses. Talk to anybody in law enforcement in our town, and they will tell you a notice to appear does not quite send the same message as locking somebody up overnight. Oh, no, not a notice to appear.
Well, and you know what, folks? To be honest, we don't have trouble catching the bad guys.
No, you're right.
We just have trouble holding them.
Got no place to put them.
Once we catch them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know what the hell the deal is. There's plenty of vacant buildings around here. Well, throw them in there, lock the doors, put an antelope in there once a week, let them eat on it.
You're not wrong. But there are quote-unquote standards. What are you talking about? The place is heated.
Don't even heat it. Global warming. All the Democrats should love that.
You should be very comfortable here in December and January in the
That's
big metal building.
Because they said, you know, we're just going to burn up. So we had a we had a phone call, what, Friday, I think it was, from a lady who was 80 years old. That when she was a little girl, she took a piece of candy or something.
Mm-hmm.
And in a small town, you remember what town that was? It was a small town somewhere in Montana.
Right.
And she was only like, I don't know, four.
Right.
And they took her and made her sit in the jail.
Right.
Scared the living hell out of her.
You want to send a message? There you go. And guess what? It affected how she lived her life after that.
Put them all in a jail, especially with a great big guy that thinks you're cute. What?
You are not going to like Thursdays.
No. Yeah, we... the law enforcement isn't the problem.
No.
Plus, what about the judges? You know, I mean, what are they supposed to do? Places full?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because of these whack job libertarian human rights advocates out there, you can't put more than one in a cell. Looks to me like you could put 10 in there. Remember the police chief told us, 35, 40 years ago, downtown, you know, they had the jail in the upper part of the police station.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, they'd round up guys on the weekend. He goes, they would just fill that thing up.
As many as you can fit in there.
Wall to wall. Just fill her up. They didn't care. Put them in jail. Can't do that anymore. It's one of those changes that was for the worse for U.S. citizens, so they'll run another safety levy down the road. I just have a feeling that it'll come sooner than later while the sentiment is high.
Right.
So
when your Billings City Council is trying to come up with a revamped version of the rec center, mm-hmm. and it'll be less than $143 million this time, because that's coming back too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll do it again.
But going back to what you've been saying a lot lately, you can't keep putting it on the property taxpayers in our state.
They'd have had a GoFundMe page. All those folks, those folks that voted for it, 11,000 of them, 9,000, whatever it was, excuse me, they could all be funding it already. Antiquated tax system, got to get rid of it. In fact, there was, let me go to our app messages, because there was an app message here. I saw it Friday about our discussion about the property taxes. Let's see here. Welcome. You are not signed in. What?
You're having a hell of a day technology-wise over there.
See here. I got the little blue circle thing going, so it's... Oh, there we go. Okay. Here's one. Hey, Flakes, we could fit tons of them in the old Costco building.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of parking when people want to visit.
Okay. A lot of good messages today, but none. I can't find the one I was looking for. Anyway, I'll tell you what he said. Let me go to this. Let's see. This would be Friday. So that... What was Friday's date?
First. Again?
The first. Let me go to the first. God, I lost track of... Okay. Anyway... I remember it. I can't find it, but I'll find it later, maybe for the email. But the guy was saying, Flakes, you know, if you get rid of property taxes and you get rid of state income taxes, then you put the burden of collecting tax revenue on the small businessman. Then he's a tax collector. Okay, a couple things. Number one, it's very simple. And in fact, any small business that's having trouble with it, we know a guy who is in the cash register business,
mm-hmm.
and all the cash registers now will keep track of all that for you. Then at the end of the month, you hit print. It shows how much money is collected in sales tax revenue, mm-hmm. and then you send the check in.
Right, or do that online too.
It's so easy now. So it's not like every time there's a sale rung up, they have to take $1.27 out of the till and put it into a different drawer.
Right.
They don't do that anymore. So that's all obsolete now. And how come it's not a burden on small businessmen to have to send in state income tax money from all your employees every month?
That's right. And the tax they're paying as a business owner for owning that property and not getting to vote on it.
That's right. So you can't, that's one of the old reliable ones they want to go back to. Well, it just adds extra thing for the business. No, it doesn't. Because it's all done now by memory on the computer and the cash registers and everything else. At the end of the month, you send the money in. I had this much sales. Here's the sales tax. There's the tax. Every single month, you send in how much you withheld from your employees for state income tax. It's no different. It's not an extra burden. Plus, your business will not have to pay $25,000 in a property tax. To right. me, that would be worth it.
Yeah.
So you can't use that. Those are the old excuses that people come up with all the time. It's their go-to thing. And it's obsolete now. All that is done with technology. You don't even have to mess with it.
Right.
Anymore. You don't even have to mess with it. And how can the most successful states in the United States do it and we can't then? How come all the businesses in Texas, in Florida, South Dakota, Washington, they have a sales tax. All the places in America that have sales taxes, they can all do it.
Mm-hmm.
But Montana, we just can't. That's bull crap.
It is.
We can do it. We can do it as easy as they can.
Mm-hmm. But I get it. The majority of people that aren't paying the property tax, of course they don't want it.
Yeah. Right. Well, and the people that work for governments, school systems, they don't want it either, because then they just can't every year demand more money and get their troops rallied to swing a vote, especially in a small community,
mm-hmm.
like a grass range, or pick one. It doesn't matter. And get a big influx of money very easily. When you have a sales tax, can't do that. Can't do that very easy. So I didn't get any Christmas lights up over the week. I was thinking about it, but
I just didn't get to it.
I had to put a new shift cable in a Polaris Ranger XP1000.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I think you're on to something about just selling these things. I think you're on to something.
Well, that looks like somebody else's problem.
Oh, my God. It took me about 3 days to do it.
Wow.
Well, you know what they do? The shift cable runs from the very rear of the Ranger, that's where the tranny is, all the way to the front, under the floorboard, and up through the firewall into the shifter.
Okay.
It's easy when you're manufacturing one, because when you manufacture one, all the cables and wiring harnesses and all those things, mm-hmm. they're all put on.
Right.
They're laid down through the floor in a channel, go up through the firewall, and there's a little gap between the main steel frame and the firewall frame that's about 2 inches, and all the electrical components, all the cables, everything, they all run up through that wall, and then they go through a hole in the firewall, and then they branch out up to your dash. You know, they go to the lights, and they go to the heater, and all that kind of stuff. Well, they put all those cables in, shift cables, harnesses, all that. They put all that in first, Mark. Then it goes down the assembly line, and then they set the cab right on top of it.
Right.
All that stuff is all covered up. While they're setting it down, when it's probably 2-3 feet off the chassis, there's a guy out there, and they feed all those up through the firewall and out, and the cab set. That's great.
And it goes out the door, and it's not their problem.
That's right, and that's wonderful. The problem is if one of those breaks.
Right.
And mine broke, my shift cable. God. I got it, though.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
I got it.
But if it took you 3 days, that was something.
And I'll tell you something else. It's not routed where it used to be.
Doesn't matter.
No, I use quite a bit of the channel, but then I made my own passageway up through the firewall and floorboard and stuff. But, oh, my God. Mark told me this morning he's selling one of his. I said, you know what? You're on to something.
Buy a brand new one that's all shiny and everything works.
Run them for 54 miles and then sell them. Get rid of them before they get dirty, before any of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mark does the same thing with houses. Yeah, that one's going to need paint. Time to go.
You know,
time to go. The
previous house I was only in 3 years, and that was a brand new construction.
Yeah.
And even though you were giving me crap, I got to tell you, if a guy doesn't mind the moving part, folks, you don't even have to change light bulbs.
Oh, yeah.
If you change,
there you go.
If you change houses every three or 4 years, I changed the furnace filter as a courtesy thing. But other than that, and now mine, I've been in 17 or 18 years. I need carpet and paint and all that kind of stuff. So, well, even if you sell it, you got to do all that. So. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. You know, you can just discount it a little. Have Cottie do it before you pay her.
Well, she's a realtor.
She'll do it before you, you know. Oh, my God. What a nightmare that was. But we're kind of stubborn out there.
Kind of.
Yep.
First I've heard of it.
So we got her. We got it. Oh, my gosh. And what pissed me off more all weekend long, out of anything, was the fact that the... The wind, you notice how windy it was over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
The wind was out of the southwest, and I had my shop doors open, and the wind is blowing all the leaves and stuff into my shop, and you know how I am about sweeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the doors open because the sun was, I backed everything up towards the end of the door so the sun would give me more light, because
mm-hmm.
I'm under that thing with wire, fish tape, and trying to get, and the dust and the leaves are blowing in there, and God, drove me crazy. So I didn't get to the Christmas decoration. So inside, I think I'm going to do a little. Outside, I still have yet to decide whether I want to do it. Hell, I'm the only guy in the whole neighborhood puts up lights.
You're the
outside.
Only guy in that entire road.
I know. So what the hell? It's not like when you go to look at Christmas lights. people.
Hey, you know, I heard the Musthaven lights are really good this year.
People don't drive out just to see my lights.
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook, the Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
So, what the hell? You know?
The guy down Blackwater Trail that has so many lights every year, right there by the Senators where you go up into the heights. I was out driving the car yesterday and drove by, and he's got all his stuff out. And then as you keep going and you turn at the road takes up by Skyview, they got a couple subdivisions going in back there.
Well. U.S. was under attack over the weekend again by the Houthi rebels firing rockets at us, trying to take our ships out with drones. And Joe Biden's on the beach in Delaware. He has no clue. He has no idea what's going on. Folks, how many times do we have to be attacked before we do something, before we defend ourselves? Why do they brush that off? Folks, I don't know about you, but when your country and your military and your bases are under attack by a foreign adversary, you respond.
Last chief and commander would have.
You respond. You send a message. You take them out completely. Wipe them out. Send one right up their ass and take them out. Nope. We've had 80 attacks now. Couple over the weekend with drones. Iranian-made drones. Houthi rebels fired them. They came out of Yemen. They were able to take them down. They did hit some commercial ships. Three commercial ships in the Red Sea were attacked by ballistic missiles fired from the Houthi rebels, the terrorists in Yemen. One of our warships that happened to be there shot down three of them in the hours-long assault. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claim responsibility. Iranian. I told you this before. These Houthis in Hamas, they don't have military-industrialized plants manufacturing drones, rockets. They have nothing. These guys, they dress in rags, okay? They have no mana. They're getting it all from Iran, and we keep giving Iran money. Why do Democrats insist on giving Iran money? Huh? Ask your fellow Democrats. Ask John Tester that. Why do you support the party that continues to fund the enemy that's trying to kill all of us? Ask him that question. That's why he won't come in. Warship shot down three. These attacks represent a direct threat to international commerce and maritime security, according to our central command. What? What is that? No, that's a direct attack on our U.S. military and our forces.
Exactly.
That's what it is. Our USS Kearney, Navy destroyer, detected them. The missile hit near the ship. Then the Kearney shot down a drone that was heading its way. Shot that down. Two other commercial ships, a Panamanian flag bulk carrier, and number 9 and Sophie 2 were both struck by missiles. Number 9 reported damage. Sophie 2 reported no significant damage from the missile. Iran has yet to directly address the attacks. 80 attacks on our men, women, military bases, and our ships in the sea. So what do? We send them more money. A couple weeks ago, we sent Iran another $10 billion. How in the freak could Democrats support that? They're trying to kill us and sink our ships, and we're giving them money. Giving them money. You folks ought to be raising hell about this with John Tester. And our president took the weekend off. Anybody hear from him over the weekend? Nope, I didn't. I don't know what he's doing, where he went, getting his vitamin cocktail so he can stay alive through his term. But, I don't know, folks. Getting serious over there. Turn them loose. Let our military do what they're trained, funded, and armed to do, and that is protect America and its interests and its allies. Period. That's it. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. Let's see here. Every year they you get to the end of the year, folks, they come up with the list of everybody that died over the past year that you may have heard about or didn't hear about. Henry Kissinger just died recently. We knew that. Rosalind Carter died. Sandra Day O'Connor just died last week. Dianne Feinstein, she died. Former New Mexico governor and American ambassador Bill Richardson. Among the entertainers who left the world this year, Tina Turner died on May 24th. They recall that. Who else died in the world of entertainment? Let's see here. Suzanne Somers, Matthew Perry, Raquel Welch died. Much to the chagrin of many of the males in the United States.
Hey, that poster for 10,000 BC will live on forever.
Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman, Richard Roundtree, Tom Sizemore, some of the famous musicians that died, Jimmy Buffett, Sinead O'Connor, Rita Lee Jones, Burt Bacharach, David Crosby, Ryuichi Sakamoto also died, Coco Lee, Tony Bennett died, he was in his 90s, Harry Belafonte, he was in his 90s, Cormac McCarthy, he was an author, Bob Barker, host of The Price is Right, in his 90s, Jerry Springer, Sesame Street's co-creator, Lloyd Morissette, also died. Walter Cunningham, last surviving astronaut from the first successful crewed space mission in NASA's Apollo program. He died here in Billings, 90 years old. What else do we have here? Who else? Lisa Marie Presley, 54, the only child of Elvis Presley. She died early in the year. She was she died January 12th.
Right.
Robbie Knievel died this year. Daredevil.
And one of my favorite quotes for somebody appearing before a judge on a DUI. Mr. Knievel, why were you drinking and riding a motorcycle? Well, Your Honor, I'm a cowboy.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Who else here? Chris Ford, member of the Boston Celtics 81 championship team, NBA coach, died 81. Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley. She died last year, 75. Billy Packer used to announce basketball games for a lot of years on CBS and NBC. He was 82.
I had Gary Rosington, last original member of Leonard Skinner, died this year.
Bobby Hall, 84, Hall of Fame hockey player. We mentioned Burt Bacharach. He was 94. Carlos Santana, 91 years old. Who else here? Raquel Welch, it says here, her emergence from the sea in a skimpy furry bikini in the film 1 Million Years B.C. propelled her to international sex symbol status in the 60s and 70s. She was already at that status.
I think so.
Oh. She did. Didn't she do the roller derbies things and stuff before that?
Kansas City Bomber.
That's it.
That was... Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was a great movie, but I sure liked it. Yeah.
Tim McCarver died. He was 81, used to do baseball, all-star catcher from the Cardinals, broadcaster, only 81. Stella Stevens, leading lady in The Nutty Professor, first woman to run the Census Bureau. Barbara Everett Bryant died. She was 96. Tom Sizemore died. He was 61. He was in Saving Private Ryan.
He was in a couple of good movies.
Only
he was in Heat.
Mark mentioned Gary Rosington.
Oh, Naomi Judd.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Sorry, I don't have I don't have Santana dying.
Carlos Santana?
No.
Yeah. 91. Spain celebrated filmmaker.
Oh, different Santana. Different, yeah. Carlos Santana.
Yeah. Well, never mind. Let's see. Where did I leave off here? Bud Grant, Hall of Fame coach for the Vikings. Never could win a Super Bowl. Had the Purple People Eaters defense. Robert Blake, 89. He died, and that's a fact, Jack. He was in the old Beretta TV series. Jacqueline Gold, a lot of you women may know her. She helped make lingerie and sex toys a female-friendly mainstream business in the United States. She died at 62.
But she died happy.
She died happy. She died happy. What else? Willis Reed, 80 years old, won the New York Knicks their first championship. Ryuichi Sakamoto, Japanese musician and actor, was in The Last Emperor, The Revenant. Let's see here. Who else?
Get ready for the holidays and have great times at the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. On Friday, November 10th, it's Can't Miss Music from the duo El Wencho. There are many fun classes in November, including painting, a cookie class with sweet sundries, and a giddy-up hat-burning class. There's even a Christmas candle-making party on Thursday, November 16th at 6. Our 2024 calendar is filling up fast. Find all our special events on Facebook, the Roadside Event Center, where memories are made.
Mary Quant, a lot of you don't know who she is, 93. She was a visionary fashion designer whose colorful, sexy miniskirts epitomized London back in the 60s and then influenced youth culture around the world. Now, see, that's not who I thought invented the miniskirt.
Tell us, Paul.
I thought it was...
Who invented the miniskirt?
I thought it was Seymour Heine.
I thought that too.
That's right, folks. Pretty soon, this dorky stuff's all going to be gone.
Ladies, the line starts here.
You won't get it anymore. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Len Goodman, he was a judge on Dancing with the Stars. We mentioned Harry Belafonte. He was 96. Jerry Springer, 79. He was the mayor of Cincinnati. He's down in Newport, Kentucky, visiting a brothel and paid the hookers with a check, and he got called for that one. But then he became a talk show host. Oh, how could we forget, Mark? Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, yeah.
84, If You Could Read My Mind. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Do yourself a favor, folks, and listen to The Minstrel of the Dawn and...
Canadian Railroad Trilogy was a good one.
I like...
Rainy Day People.
I'll Always Be There. I always like that one.
Daylight Katie, come on. Good song.
Yeah. Gordon Lightfoot, 84. Vida Blue died. He was 73. Played for the Oakland A's. Rita Lee Jones was Brazil's million-selling queen of rock. Denny Crum, Louisville basketball coach, 86. They named the basketball floor after him in Louisville. Boy, a lot of people died. Jim Brown, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. 87 years old, became prominent civil rights advocate. Andy Rourke. Ed Ames died, 95 years old. We mentioned Tina Turner. She was only 83. Tina Turner, that surprised me. Because the shape that woman was in, mm-hmm. that's a woman you would have thought would have lived to been 100 years old.
Part of the problem with her was she donated a kidney to her husband. And it's harder for the body to accept.
Todd Wilson.
Saw her at the Tacoma Dome, one of the best shows I ever saw.
George Winston died last year, 73. Richard Snyder, 90, was a executive at Simon & Schuster, helped build that. Pat Robertson, 93, religious broadcaster, he died. Ted Kaczynski, remember the Unabomber?
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you want to know how old you're getting? Ted Kaczynski was 81.
Wow.
I remember covering that story.
Right.
When we were on. Let's see here. Who else? Big Pokey. He's a Texas rapper. 48. George Frazier, former pitcher, World Series champ, television broadcaster, died at 68. A lot of these people, a lot more than this. I'm just trying to go over ones that you folks...
Got another message. Bobby Knight died.
Bobby Knight? I'm only to the Jays.
Well, hustle, man.
I'm working on it. There's a big list here. Tony Bennett, 96, Left My Heart in San Francisco. Remember that? Sang with Lady Gaga and others. Died. Sinead O'Connor. Oh, Randy Meisner died.
That's right.
77.
Sang lead on one of the Eagles' first big hits, Take It to the Limit.
Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman. He got in trouble in a movie theater. Ruined his career.
Well, it stifled his career a little bit, but he came back. He was forgiven for that, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Jerry Moss, he was a giant, music industry giant, founded A&M Records.
Him and Herb Alpert, they made millions.
James Buckley, former New York senator, hated Richard Nixon, 100 years old. Bob Barker, everybody knows Bob Barker from The Price is Right. He lived to be almost 199.
used to watch his show with my grandmother when he did Truth or Consequences.
War hero from World War II. A lot of people don't know his story there. Jimmy Buffett, of course, 76.
But he still put out a new album after he was gone. Good for him.
Who else here? Let's go down the list. David McCallum, he was 90, became a teen heartthrob when he was in the series Man from U.N.C.L.E. back in the 60s. Also a medical examiner on NCIS.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He died, was 90. Dianne Feinstein, California. Tim Wakefield, the old knuckleball pitcher from the Red Sox, helped Boston win the World Series, died. He was only 57. Dick Butkus, Hall of Fame linebacker from the Bears, did a lot of TV, movies, and after that, he died at 80. Mark Goddard was in an old TV show in the 60s, Lost in Space. He died at 87. Rudolph Isley, founding member of the Isley Brothers, 84. Mentioned Suzanne Summers died. She was only 76, battled cancer for a long time. Richard Roundtree from Shaft died, 81. Richard Mole, remember the real tall, bald guy on Night Court?
Bull, yeah.
He died. He was 80. Matthew Perry, 54. Bobby Knight, 83. Let's see here. Steve Norton. A lot of guys don't know this. Steve Norton. I didn't know this. He ran the first U.S. gambling facility outside of Nevada, the Resorts Casino in Atlantic City, and then gave advice after that around the world on how to set up and operate casinos. Here's a guy that's got a set. Don Walsh, 92 years old. He was a retired Navy captain, was an explorer who back in the 60s was part of a two-man crew that made the first voyage down to the deepest part of the ocean. He went to the bottom of the Pacific's Mariana Trench on November 12th. Remember this year, those people that died going down to see the Titanic?
Yeah, five of them.
Yeah. George Brown, 74, founder of Kool & the Gang. Helped write hits like Too Hot, Ladies' Night, Joanna. And, of course, Celebration. Rosalind Carter just died. Seems like she died 7 months ago, and they finally just got her buried Thursday.
She's been on tour.
Oh, my gosh. Tom Dorsey, Henry Kissinger was 100, and Sandra Day O'Connor just died last week. 93, first woman on the court. Ronald Reagan put her there. So a lot of people, you know, over the course of the year. Year's a long time, and you don't realize how many of the famous people that you know or have come across in entertainment and all other avenues of life that you know about died. But
a couple more messages. David Crosby and Jeff Beck both died this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Claudia sent this message to you. Paul, I watched a show last night called Dark Legacy about the murder of JFK. Very convincingly spells out how the CIA was behind the murder. If you can watch it, you should.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't. And you know they still won't. Or maybe they were going to release the documents behind that. You know, they've kept those. Every president has always kept those locked up and hid.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're worried about the credibility of the CIA or some intelligence stuff or something. I don't know. Maybe in that show they...
Somebody knows. Somebody knows
for
sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they know. And all the presidents know.
Yeah.
They all know.
Well, Biden doesn't.
No, he doesn't know. He doesn't even know who JFK was. So he was busy. He had a 15-year-old babysitter on his lap. So he was worried about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't tell you what that was.
First news coming up quarter after six.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley. The Blue Cat. It's where it's at.